It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
And our guest appearances by the players and ambassadors all season long is brought to you by Helzberg Diamonds. Serving the Chiefs Kingdom with over 100 for over 100 years with 200 locations nationwide, that's Helzberg Diamonds. And with us, a man that was with 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs in two different stints. He also played for the 49ers, the New Orleans Saints, and the Carolina Panthers with the Chiefs. 66 games, 50 starts, including 14 starts in the 1993 season, a year when the Chiefs went all the way to the AFC Championship game before losing to the Buffalo Bills. And he came back to start 12 times in 95 and then every game of the 1996 season. War number 66 is a Chief. He's with us tonight. And by the way, the Washington football team and Alex Smith are challenging the Pittsburgh Steelers. They just picked up a touchdown not long ago. And about a little over 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, the Steelers lead the Washington football team 14-10. Well, with us now is the former offensive lineman, former guard for the Kansas City Chiefs, Ricky Sigler. And Ricky, thanks for joining us tonight, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Mitch. And I was tackle, not
well,
guard.
Sorry, man. Off on okay. My stats there, but you had some 50 starts at tackle for the Kansas City Chiefs, and you play on some really good football teams. That 93 and 95 team, those were two teams I thought could do it, especially that 95 team. We had the disappointing loss to the Colts, but that team might have made might have done some damage.
Well, sir. Well, we thought that was a year for us, and unfortunately we came up a little short.
Well, let's talk about this 2020 team. I know as an interested, you've been involved with this organization even after you stopped playing and involved with the league, which has been great to see. But overall, when you watch this 2020 Chiefs team every week, what do you see as a guy that played this game?
Well, you know, Mitch, it's exciting. I think just like all the other fans and being a former player and for the Chiefs organization, it's exciting to see the weapons they have. You know, a guy like Patrick Mahomes, who's just kind of a phenom at that position. And I've played with some of the greatest quarterbacks, Hall of Famers, played against Hall of Famers, and his arm talent is just off the charts. And so, you know, you don't ever know what you're going to get out there. This guy's making throws that are just, uncharted. Crosses his body, you know, flinging his sidearm, doing all kinds of stuff, jump passes, no-look passes, like the Magic Johnson out there on the football field. And so, you know, that in of itself and exciting as a Chiefs fan to have a quarterback that is a franchise quarterback that we have, that we can look down the road and hopefully, you know, the now and the future as being the guy that can lead us to many championships. And then they've done an excellent job, Andy Reid and his staff and the GMs, and surrounding him with you know, some good viable talent at receivers. And of course, we have the best tight end in the game on pace to just shatter records and establish himself outside of number 88's footsteps, you know, or his shoes. And it's great. So I'm excited as a former Chief, as a fan, as an ambassador to you know, each week watch this team play. It's just beyond exciting.
Again, Ricky Sigler's our guest tonight on the Chiefs Kingdom Show, and a special shout out to our winner, Vicky Davey of Drexel, Missouri, who's our Chiefs Kingdom Zoom watch party winner tonight. I want to ask Vicky. You got perspective, my friend, because you've worked for the league, you've worked, been in the league, you were three different teams, but the next level stuff, how much are we seeing two guys kind of redefine the position in a way with what Mahomes is doing at quarterback and what Travis Kelce's doing at tight end? He's putting up receiver numbers, running receiver routes. I mean, he's leading the league almost in receiving as a tight end. He's way ahead of anybody else, even though Waller had a 200-yard day yesterday. That's the next level recreating the position that we're seeing, especially from Mahomes and Kelce.
Well, you know, Mitch, that position of tight end is evolved from, you know, time I played tight end in high school. And, tight end was a guy that used to be like the extra lineman. He was a blocker. Sometimes he'd leak out on little short routes and stuff and, you know, catch passes. He was kind of that safety net for the quarterback. And it's evolved into like a hybrid guy. It's almost a lineman that has receiver type skill, speed. And with Travis, you know, he's a matchup nightmare. You can't put a linebacker on him. You put a safety on him. He's beating those guys. And he's just a very rare talent. And, you know, so that position, I think, across the board, if you look at other teams, you know, you look at your Wallers and other guys out there, and it's kind of similar. It's hard to defend those guys. And then you throw in the mix, you have, you know, your Tyreek Hills and your Sammy Watkins and your other guys. And it just makes a matchup nightmare for the defense. And so that's kind of where tight end is. It's a receiving position now.
Rick, it's great to have you on, especially tonight, because it gives us a chance to talk about this Chiefs offensive line. You played tackle, yes, in this game. All right, this line, I think, again, we can lose perspective because you get in the grind week by week. You're trying to win every week. But the Chiefs lose Mitchell Schwartz, now significant time with the back injury. They lose Kelechi Osemele for the season. That was in week 5, the loss to the Raiders. Larae Duvernay-Tardif opts out of the season. Lucas Niang opts out of the season. What you're seeing with guys like Nick Allegretti filling in at left guard, or Mike Remmers playing your old spot at tackle after he's played three different positions this year. What about the offensive line and what you've seen over the last several weeks of guys having to kind of fill in the cracks?
Well, you know, that's a tough deal. And I had this discussion just the other day with some colleagues. And, you know, the position on a football team that's the most paramount key is the offensive line. Because you have five guys that have to play together, have the chemistry, be on the same page. Because, as you know, if there's one breakdown, it can mess up the whole play and the whole game, essentially. And so when you pick your core guys that are hurt or opted out of this case in this particular season, and you're kind of patching guys in, and they've got to step up, especially with this team, this offense, and what they've accomplished. That's a daunting task in and of itself. And so I think these guys have done a great job of coming in, you know, amidst injury, amidst other guys who have, opted out, or they're not there, the regular guys, if you will, and playing relatively well. I know they'd like to play better, and we as fans like to see a little bit better play, but I think they're doing a pretty good job. Considering what they're facing each week and how teams are approaching, trying to, you know, stop Mahomes, stop our offense. So, it's tougher than it looks. And, you know, the armchair quarterback might sit back and say, oh, these guys are terrible. They're not protecting Mahomes. But until you've been out there on that gridiron, you don't understand how tough it is. And seasoned vet, all pro, whatever you might have been, it's not an easy deal.
And when you had to sub in, even during a game, or play different positions, or having to scramble to fill in, How difficult is that for these guys? You either have to play multiple positions or to get thrown into the middle of the fire. We saw your Sear Durant get in there for an outstanding drive against the rookie from Missouri against Carolina. He had to block that Burns guy. He's really good. How tough is that to go, hey, go in there and protect Joe Montana and don't screw it up?
Oh, geez, Mitch. Well, you just gave me a flashback. My second year in the league, and I was my natural position was offensive tackle. When I went to the 49ers, they had me playing guard tackle, but primarily as a backup guard. And so our starting guard went down in the game. I believe it was against the Redskins. So I had to go in. And it's tough, you know. It's kind of like that backup quarterback. You know, all of a sudden you're thrust in action. You got to be ready to go out there and run and you know, play, make the passes. Well, as a lineman, you know, you're sitting on the sidelines if you're a backup guy, and now you're thrust in the game. And, you know, you have to step up. And it's even more difficult if you're playing out of position. So if you're a guard and they move you to tackle, and I've seen a lot of that across the board in the league this season because of so many injuries and things, guys not playing their natural positions, it's not easy. It really isn't, because it's different techniques for the different positions. And, you know, to go in and face a guy or play against a guy you haven't been playing against all game, and then you've got to get on the same page with the other guys. And, you know, backup guys don't get a lot of reps, just like, you know, backup quarterbacks in, during the preparation of the week. You might get some reps on the scout team, but that doesn't look good, you know, with your own system. So it's really not an easy task. And I know people say, well, they're professional and they get paid all this money, that's their job. And that's true. That doesn't make it any easier to go in or be thrust in a game, you know, different in the week if a guy's hurt and you've had some time to practice and prepare. But you're sitting on the sidelines, you're watching the game, and boom, your guy goes down. You've got to go in. Or several guys go down and coach like, now you're playing such and such position that you normally don't play. It's tough. But with that being said, they're approaching it differently now. Guys, unlike when I played, and I was a tackle, okay? Maybe I had to know both sides. I was a right tackle, I played left, but I was a right tackle. And so now they're preparing guys to play multiple positions so that when these emergencies arise, they're not caught off guard. So, yeah, it's a tough deal. I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't have to face it very much myself, personally.
Again, Ricky Sigler's our guest tonight. We come back, we're going to talk about how it's difficult for offensive linemen to play in these current days, but also Vicki Davey, our winner tonight of our private Zoom party from Hy-Vee, has got her own questions. So we'll be back with more from Ricky after this on the Chiefs Kingdom Show on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. And our guest tonight from our Chiefs alumni group and are the ambassadors, Ricky Sigler, who played for the Chiefs in two different stints, five total years with Kansas City and 50 starts as an offensive tackle. Ricky, got some questions here tonight from Vicki. Let me ask you these. The first one is just some of the special moments that you remember, your biggest moments, let's just say as a Chief. Well, first of all, before I get into that, Super Bowl 54 is a little crazy for you because the 49ers brought you into the league after your time at Arizona Western Community College and for the Spartans of San Jose State. But then the team you played with the most was playing the team that brought you in the league. So you had a foot in both buckets of Super Bowl 54.
Well, you know, that's true, Mitch. And a lot of people were asking me, which team am I rooting for? And, you know, it was kind of tough. But honestly, my allegiance was with the Chiefs. And I was fortunate enough to my rookie year with San Francisco to go and win a Super Bowl against the Broncos. And, you know, beat them 55-10 at the Superdome. So I was kind of indebted to them for that. But you know, I really wanted the Chiefs to win. The 49ers had made some great runs and won, you know, five or whatever championships, and Chiefs hadn't been 50 years. So I was like, you know, my Chiefs got to win. So I'll just confess, it was in my heart the Chiefs.
Well, Vicki Davey from Drexel, Missouri, our winner tonight from Hy-Vee, asked your favorite moment in your NFL career.
Wow. You know, gosh, I can't really pinpoint to just one. But I'll tell you one of the things that I tell a lot of stories about, and is I was playing against the Minister of Defense, and if you guys don't know who that is, that's the late, great Reggie White. And we were playing him here in Kansas City when he was with the Green Bay Packers. And Steve Bono was our quarterback. So we're on the line, and you know, Steve's going through his through the whole the cadence. And, you know, Reggie had this very distinguished voice. It was kind of a gruff voice. I hear this voice as the quarterback's going through the cadence and number. Hey, Sigler, It's Reggie White. So I said, sir. I didn't ignore him. I didn't say what he was. I was like, sir? I might even said, yes, sir. You know, I didn't want to make Reggie mad. He's already a beast as it is. And he said, you know Jesus? And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to meet? Well, you ready to meet him, Reggie? I didn't say that. I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to you gonna take me out here? I said, yes. And then the ball snapped, and we're engaged. And, you know, that was kind of one of those moments amongst many moments. But that's when it always stands out. I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
That's a good one. And the Chiefs won that day, as I recall, over a Packer team that went on to win the Super Bowl, who had an assistant coach over there by the name of Andy Reid on that Packer side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was on that staff.
That's right.
But Vicky, again, another question here. Vicky Davey from Drexel, Missouri, wants to know, how many times in the next 5 years do you think the Chiefs will win the Super Bowl?
Oh, Vicky, don't try to use me for my I don't have swami skills. I'm not a sage. I'm not a soothsayer. You know, I would like to think the next two or three times, you know, being optimistic. It gets harder and harder every time, you know, and as you see this year, they're playing okay. I'm going to be a little critical. They've got some things I'd like to see them straighten out to make it to the big dance. But potential-wise, you know, the next few years, they can make a run at it. And I'd like to see that, you know, barring injury, major injury, you know, we keep guys and get some free agents in, make some good drafts. I don't see why out of the next 5 years, they don't go three times. That's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see five, but, you know, let's be realistic.
And, Ricky, before we go to our final break, just the difficulty of playing offensive line now in an RPO system. I don't know if it's a run or pass. I can't get downfield. I don't want to be a legal receiver downfield, yet I got to get in front of Reggie, to whom the Reggie Whites of this day and age, and I can't get blown up with the line of scrimmage. And then, two, how much you want to see, you know, sometimes in short yardage, the Chiefs just kind of push guys away and pick up a first down or shove it into the end zone, as it were, last night.
Well, you know, I think, and I'm no critic of play calling and schemes, but, you know, coming kind of from that old school and blocking for a guy like Marcus Allen, who was just a phenom down the goal line, just had a knack to get in the end zone. We as linemen, we want to really punch it in. You know, we don't want to fancy and cute. We just want to line up, smash mouth, football, get down in a 4-point stance and just submarine come off and try to blow those guys back a few yards and, you know, either guy go over top or find a little crease and, you know, all the misdirection things and, you know, all that. I'm not a big fan of it. And that's just me kind of being old school. But I guess you have to evolve and whatever works. And last night was a little frustrating, you know, after four attempts. But I would like to see him just line up and put Sherman in there in the tank and let him lead block and punch it in.
Maybe they'll do that this week against the Miami Dolphins. We come back. We're going to close things out with Ricky Sigler. Again, the Chiefs get ready to play Miami. Well, one interesting note, the Chiefs have won two Super Bowls in their 61 years. The next two locations for games are Miami and New Orleans, the two places the Chiefs won Super Bowls. Back to close out things on the Chiefs Kingdom after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. All right, Ricky, just a few minutes left to go on the show, but your involvement with the community and the involvement with the ambassadors, it's pretty awesome to see what's going on. What's the latest and greatest in that area?
Well, you know, Mitch, being a part of the Chief Ambassador Program, and for those who don't know about the Chief Ambassadors, it's a program that our the late, great founder of the Kansas City Chiefs organization, Lamar Hunt, established, over 30 years ago, made up of former Chiefs players who got Hall of Fame guys like Bobby Bell. You have older guys, younger guys. And what we do is we raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, another great organization called Camp Quality, which services kids that have terminal illnesses and things of that nature. And we do a lot of active things in the community. We go to schools, we go to hospitals, we do a lot of appearances, read the kids, you name it, we do it. All types of things, and it's just we're kind of liaisons and extensions of the Chiefs organization, and so a great group of guys involved in that, and I'm actively involved with the ambassadors. Great run program, and the beautiful thing about the program is it's the only program out of the 32 teams, the only team that has an ambassador program, and so it's quite the it's a unique situation. Also, I work for a not-for-profit organization called Foundation 99. If you guys want to check it out, Just check out foundation99.org. It'll tell you more information about that. Involved in the community, Mitch, enjoying my gig with the National Football League as a uniform inspector, so that keeps me around the game and down there on the field. And, just love it, Kansas City. What a great place.
AKA the uniform police. We only got a minute left, but the uniform checker guy, that's a whole nother show, man. We could do a whole show on that because you've probably had a few interesting experiences being the uniform police.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got plenty of stories on that.
Quickly, what's your biggest one? What's the one of like, what? What are we doing here?
Oh, no. I've had some guys get pretty hostile with me, because I feel like a police officer. You know, you're speeding, you get pulled over, and you get mad at the police officer, but you're the one breaking the law. And I just say, hey, guys, I'm just enforcing the league rules. That's all I'm doing, you know, as what do they say? Don't hate the player, hate the game or whatever. But it is what it is. I enjoy it. And no, the money doesn't go to me. So, unfortunately.
Well, Rick, I can't wait to see you again when we can do in-person stuff. But thanks for being with us tonight and appreciate your interest in the community and staying involved with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, thank you, Mitch. It's been a pleasure. Appreciate it.
All right. Ricky Sigler, former Kansas City Chiefs offensive lineman, offensive tackle for the Chiefs on some of the best teams in the 90s, and also still involved with our Ambassadors program.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported in 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.